Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution happening worldwide. Manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, freedom, liberation, wellness, and health. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. This episode is part two of my interview with a vegan couple in Italy, Margherita Restrepo and Michele La Stella.
Protein has been like one of those subjects that has been completely misunderstood. The manufacturers have actually taken protein as an excuse, kind of, you know, as a reason to, you know, build more marketing behind animal products, and that many of us know that are completely unfounded and untrue. It's what I call the protein fraud. It's fraud because we've been told that we need animal protein to survive. But the truth is that humans, we are herbivores. And as herbivores, we only need what plants can give us.
Margherita and Michele joined us last week. You can hear part one of their interview in the archives at vegansradio.com. We're listening to the music of composer Will Tuttle. This is Alive. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Margherita and Michele. Margherita is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the award-winning publication Naked Food Magazine. She is the founder of the International Association of Reversive Medicine and the founder of WFPB.org, a global initiative that empowers human and planetary health through a plant-based lifestyle. Margherita is also the co-founder of Anima Mundi Education, a homeschooling initiative that seeks to provide awakening options for parents and children from kindergarten to the 12th grade. She is the author of the Evidence-Based Universal Guideline for Human and Planetary Health and the author of 4 whole food, plant-based culinary medicine cookbooks. Margherita is certified in cellular biology and cognitive fitness from Harvard University, virology from Columbia University, and plant-based nutrition from E. Cornell. She earned a BA degree in marketing and graphic arts from Florida Atlantic University. She is an expert in health and lifestyle medicine, nutritional biochemistry, organic and vegan permaculture, and natural medicine. Her husband, Michele La Stella, is a media and intelligence analyst, a behavioral science historian, and an expert in semiotics and history. He is the founder of Sustainable Media, a multimedia company focusing on uncovering truth through investigative research and film. Michele is a Reiki master and the co-author of Naked Food Magazine's Master Plants Cookbook. He is a film director, graduate from the National Academy of Dramatic Art in Italy, and a former professor at the New York Film Academy. Thanks again to our listeners for joining us on Vegan Nation. Let's jump right back into our conversation where we left off in part one, interview with Michele and Margherita. They are part of a global community of challengers of the status quo, warriors of truth, and pioneers of world change. Margherita, can you please tell us a little bit about one of the topics in the newest issue of Naked Food Magazine in relation to what's going on with the agenda of the protein myth?
Yes, sure. It's what I call the protein fraud. It's fraud because we've been told that we need animal protein to survive and to you know, to be healthy. But the truth is that humans, we are herbivores. And as herbivores, we only need what plants can give us. That's why vegans live longer, healthier, and we have less risk of developing any kind of, you know, disease, whether chronic or metabolic. So as part of the agenda that we are experiencing, not only now, this has been something that has been, you know, going on for many years, but now it's kind of like coming out altogether because there is a rush in terms of making sure that people continue to be in this kind of middle state of living. In other words, you're not healthy and you're not dead. You're in the middle, and in that middle, you're sick, and you're a client and, you know, a customer, let's say, of the system or the health system, which is more a disease care system instead of a self-care system, which is what it should be. So a protein, you know, if you ask anyone, well, what is protein? Most people can't even tell you. So for the folks that are listening, proteins are chains of amino acids. And our body actually builds these chains of amino acids just like animals. An animal body produces these chains. In other words, if the animal eats grass, that grass is converted, let's say, into proteins because of, you know, the different amino acids. The body sort of builds these chains depending on the essential amino acids that you need and sort of discards those non-essential amino acids. So when people say, oh, you know, I'm eating animal protein, well, you're eating it because the animal's body produced it. In the same way that a human body can simply synthesize these amino acids and create proteins. So it is our body that creates the proteins, you know, because of these amino acids. And we have the ability to eat or consume essential amino acids and non-essential amino acids. So, for example, a food that we love may be quinoa. You know, quinoa seeds are amazing. We love them. We make sushi with it. We make bowls. We make, oh my gosh, desserts, truffles, anything with quinoa. Quinoa has all the essential amino acids that we need. So just to, before I go to the next topic, I just want to make sure that we all understand that all these amino acids come from plants. So the biggest animal on earth, the elephant, feeds from leaves and branches and, you know, plants, the tallest, the same. Like all of these animals are the strongest, you know, all mammals, and they feed from plants. So they, their body synthesizes all these proteins. But unfortunately, you know, we have this misunderstanding in terms of protein. And now with this World Economic Forum agenda and the Agenda 2030, they want to offer us lab-made meats. That's terrible. That's terrible because then it's taking still, you know, the cells from animals and just pretty much making them in a lab. It's taking the animals' lives, but it also is completely unnatural. Now, the other part of it is that they are trying to tell us that we can consume bugs. So this fraud, this protein fraud, is really going to a next level, which is trying to feed the world with bugs. And a lot of folks may not have heard this, and a lot may have.
Could you please tell us more about that with some detail? Because I see where the powers that shouldn't be within the World Economic Forum and all their agenda behind it with all their associates, they are not vegan. And it's not veganism that they're promoting yet. There's a lot of confusion about that. Veganism is animal liberation for all species.
Yes, Marlene, thank you so much for having us again. Thank you for allowing us to share this with your audience. I think These are very important subjects, and I think that people definitely need to know what they're putting in their plates, what they're giving to their children, to their pets, and to themselves. So one important issue to remember is that this is already happening. It's not something that will or may not be approved by our institutions. This has already been approved. The European Union already approved the use of insects in flowers, in pasta, in breads, cookies, etc., etc. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of products that already have these proteins, same as a lot of pet foods, lots of pet foods, and the same in the US. So it's important that we read the labels and that we understand, or at least try to understand the labels. These people are really clever because they sort of put the names of the insects in Latin, and so you don't really know what they are, because it may sound like a plant or something like that. And there are other factors that, let's say, add to the toxicity of these ingredients, and those are, for example, chemical hazards, because a lot of these insects actually have been tested and they have been found contaminated with a lot of heavy metals. And among the heavy metals, they found, very, very scary quantities of cadmium or lead or arsenic. And, and heavy metals, as we know, they are completely not only toxic, but they're neurotoxins. They're not good at all for us. And so, of course, again, for our pets either. So it's very important to understand that it's not just the fact that they are insects, it's the fact that they also carry environmental toxicity, like these things, because they absorb it, the insects absorb it, just like plants, just like animals. So another factor that we need to be aware of, and we'll talk about, all of them in a minute. For example, pet foods. Pet foods right now, there have been approved many different kinds of insect foods for our pets. And the same toxicity that, similar toxicity, less for cats in some stances, but in general for dogs and for our pets, consuming these insects can be extremely harmful. Some major brands in the UK and in Europe and in the US have already been approved to provide pet foods. It's extremely important that we check the labels and that we read the ingredients. Most of them have been crickets and mealworms for pet foods. I believe that pet foods are like the second largest category of use of these insect proteins. And so the last part that I wanted to mention also is supplements, supplements for humans. Actually, this has been happening for a couple of decades, believe it or not, where they have been using insect-based ingredients for supplements for humans, and they use secretions in carcasses of insects, for example, cochineal. I believe in the European code is E120 or E120. It's a red dye that is made from dead beetles. And this actually is used in chewy products, like chewy vitamins and things like that. But there's many more. There's many more. There's, vitamin C and even garlic capsules, and they add insects. So make sure you read the ingredients of your supplements. Or better yet, don't take supplements if possible, unless you really need it. And in terms of food products, it's tough because they're making everything now, from brownies to noodles to pastries to bread. They're even adding worms and scorpions, in other words, scorpion flowers or parts of these insects, there's a lot of different stuff that are being used right now in foods, all kinds of foods, entrees, desserts, etc. So I think that it's important that we understand to just read basic labels. You know, if there's something that you don't understand in the label, it's either because it's a chemical or because it's made in a lab. And if you see something that looks odd, just look it up. Look it up. I know it takes time. So better yet, eat whole foods. You know, the real food does not need packaging. They do not need labels because they are the actual ingredients. So just eat whole foods as much as possible. Eat raw as much as possible. Leafy greens, broccoli, zucchini, any kind of whole food that you love, just eat it. Fruits and vegetables and legumes. You know, these foods don't need any labels and they are the best for us.
We're listening to Margarita Restrepo, the publisher and editor-in-chief of Naked Food Magazine. Naked stands for New, Authentic, Kind, and Enlightened Diet.
We absolutely don't need to consume any extra protein. A human being needs only about 5% or 6% of protein from calories in a day. So that means that if you consume or if you eat, let's say, 3 potatoes during a day, just with that, you already got the protein that you need in a day. You don't need any extra protein. You know, you don't need to, you know, turn into insects or, you know, any other type of vertebrae or invertebrate to get what you need to be healthy.
Thank you very much. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Margarita and Michele, who are joining us via Skype in Milan, Italy. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Margarita and Michele. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Sonata in A major, K23, Domenico Scarlatti, performed by Joanne Kong, harpsichordist and a vegan. And I'd also like to thank all those who support Free Speech Forever. Welcome back from the break. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Margarita Restrepo and Michele La Stella, a vegan couple in Italy. Margarita is the founder of WFPB.org. Michele is the founder of Sustainable Media. This is part two of their interview. Michele and Margarita joined us last week. Margarita and Michele, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're coming to a close in the interview for today. What additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Thank you for having us, Marlene. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you very much. This was it was great being with you today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's so much that we would love to share with everyone. I mean, I definitely advise everyone who would like to know more about the subjects that we're covering to, you know, come visit us, you know, to our websites and just to check out what we're all about. Really what we're trying to do is just find the truth, you know, and share that with everyone. We just want to give, that's kind of like our grain of sand, you know, like that's our drop in the ocean. That's what we're trying to do.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to share what I found in the last years for my book, the Code of Codes, but there's not enough time to do that. But I would love, and I'm sure that the audience of your radio show would love that. And soon I will be able to share it with them, because I discovered that this is a matter of being together in this journey because of, you know, in the last 7,000 years, the power that we tried to use, the famous divide and conquer. So that's what we that's my personal message. I would say our message, and that's what I discovered. The divine inside within ourselves is something existing. There are proofs, and I was so happy the day that I discovered science-based information about that. And it's the part of being together is pretty much aligned with what we have within. So within, one of the seven universal principles says, as above, so below, as within, so without. So this is pretty much the summary of what I would like to share with the beautiful, your beautiful audience.
Thank you, Michele. And what is the website information for Sustainable Media and any other contact information that you would like to share?
Yes, sure. We have a Telegram group called We Sovereign, and then sustainable.media is the website where we share our research. And most of it is going to be the code of code. Again, it's the code of code. It's the summary of this research.
Thank you. And Margarita, what are the website addresses and the contact information for your work?
Yeah, sure. Well, anyone who would like to know more about Naked Food, they can visit us at nakedfoodmagazine.com. Also for WFPB, it would be WFPB.com, which stands for Whole Food Plant-Based. WFPB.org, which stands for Whole Food Plant-Based. And anybody who may be interested in homeschooling options for their children with this kind of, you know, lifestyle and perspective, you can visit us at animamundi.school. Animamundi.school. Animamundi means the soul of the world.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yes, thank you so much, Marlene. It's been a pleasure. And thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity. We love speaking with you. And we send a huge, huge, huge hug and wonderful wishes to everyone.
Yes, thank you so much, Marlene. It's been a great pleasure sharing truth with you.
Thank you. Listeners know that for those interested in media distribution platforms of interest to content creators and independent filmmakers, one can visit Michele's website, Sustainable Media. That's sustainable.media. Michele, could you please tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Marlene, thank you for asking. Pretty much the idea is to gather together all the work I've done in the last 20, 30 years, which is associated to the film directing, associated to the film and acting teaching. As you know, I have taught the New York Film Academy and the National Academy of Dramatic Art in Italy, and also about distribution and production. So the idea is to bring all these things together, creating content related to truth. Which is the research, as we were talking about, the book, The Code of Codes, which is, again, the summa, the summary of the research on many topics that, you know, the mainstream has issues to touch. And in this case would be to have a kind of Netflix platform where all the film directors, all the film producers, all the writers who have science-based information, independent science-based information and content in general, can produce their own content and reach the audience who have the same interest. So it was beautiful because I was able, with Sustainable Media, my company, to distribute the content of Andrew Kaufman. As you know, guys, he did a great job with his movie Terrain, talking about Terrain theory against germs theory, etc. His movie again is called Terrain, so we were able to get distribution for his movie. You wouldn't believe it, but it was tough.
without accepting any compromise to have his movie on Amazon Prime, working for 6 months with the pitching for them, and we won it. So as well as the Roku channel, soon perhaps we're going to have it on Apple TV. So it's a big deal, you know, for a content like that. It's a great goal. And as well as other projects, I was invited to direct. For example, I came 2 months ago to Washington, D.C., to U.S., to direct. I had the honor to direct the movie for Richard Gage about the 9/11 truth movement. So I directed this series with the title 9/11, Sign Cream to the Courtroom, and we shot the first 2 episodes. I'm sure your audience will be happy to follow up on that. And so, you know, pretty much the idea is to bring all together film distribution, film production, and also acting. You know, this method that I created also for New York Film Academy and all the studios and centers where I work, to bring these 3 fields, which is communication, public speaking, and acting, and then give the participations to who participates to these projects to be part of a film. You know, we are able then to bring this content at the end of these workshops and be on these incredible platforms, I said before, Amazon Prime and the Roku channel, Tubi, Apple TV, etc. So all these 3 things come together: education and production and distribution. So if your audience is interested, I would be more than happy to help out. You know, if, of course, someone who wants to learn about public speaking or acting, or someone who has a content about certain topics, we will be able to help them out and to get the movie finished. Sometimes I direct the movie, and then we get the distribution of this content on these big platforms. So all these 3 fields come together. Pretty much this is the work we are doing, and it's getting a great success. After Andy Kaufman and Richard Gage, we are working now many different incredible researchers about different topics. So Marlene, as you can see, all the things come together at a certain point. And again, thank you for asking, and I would be happy to collaborate and help and support all the truth researchers around the world.
You tuned into Vegan Nation. You're listening to Michele, Vastella, and Margherita Restrepo, a vegan couple in Italy. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene wishing you and all beings peace and love.